And a popular technique used in vitro fertilisation and assisted reproduction has been shown not to make a difference to what's called the take-home baby rate. The trial into what's called an endometrial scratch was led by a group at the University of Auckland, where Cindy Farquhar is Professor of Obstetrics. I spoke to Cindy before we went to air on a rather scratchy line.
Thank you.
Just describe what this procedure is.
An endometrial scratch is taking an endometrial sample or biopsy from the lining of the uterus. The word scratch has just become a popular way of describing it, but
it's more of a punch.
Yes, it's more of an injury, really, a small injury to the lining of the uterus.
And it was a tiny little observation that launched years of this practice, which is quite a common story, unfortunately, in medicine.
It is. So in 2000, 12 women, all of whom had failed IVF before, and they had this endometrial sample taken to try and understand why they hadn't got pregnant, and 9 out of 12 of them got pregnant. And so it launched a whole lot of other studies and became more and more commonly used.
How widespread was the practice of doing this uterine biopsy, this endometrial scratch, and what sort of money was it costing people?
Well, we did a survey in Australia, New Zealand and the United Kingdom, and it was widely adopted, 70% of the clinics offering it.
And charged for?
And charged for. The amount for an endometrial sample can be as much as $500.
But it's not without its side effects?
It's not without some downsides. The majority of them experienced some pain. And that was during the procedure, and some women went on to have further pain afterwards. But we also called all the women the next day and asked them about bleeding, and that was also quite common. When you're an infertility patient, you know, having an unscheduled bleed and having some pain like that, I think is something we'd rather avoid.
So you did this randomised trial with nearly 1,400 women going through IVF. They hadn't had a biopsy before. Some had scratching and some didn't. What did you find?
This is a woman having a single IVF cycle with single embryo transfer, and the live birth rate for the woman who had the scratch was 26.1%. The live birth rate for the woman who didn't have the scratch was 26.1%.
No, I'm not a mathematician, but that sounds the same.
It was exactly the same when we calculated the proportion, so yeah.
One of the trouble you can get in IVF, once you interfere with the reproductive system, is that you can get the egg doesn't want to be implanted in the uterus and could be implanted elsewhere. And the most dangerous place for it to be implanted is in the tubes. And it's called an ectopic pregnancy in the fallopian tubes. Did you get any increase in ectopic pregnancies, which can be life-threatening?
We had 3 ectopic pregnancies in the endometrial scratch arm and 3 ectopic pregnancies in the control arm.
So no difference there at all.
No.
So this goes into the rubbish bin of history.
Yes. I mean, it was one study to start it, and I'm hoping one study to stop it.
It's taken a while.
That is true, something like 18 years.
And the one good thing, I suppose, out of the study, apart from the fact that it's one less procedure that women need to have, is that if a woman should need to have a uterine biopsy as part of her investigation for another reason, for diagnosis, it's not going to make things worse for her,
yes,
apart from the pain and bleeding.
That is a good point.
So what's next for debunking in vitro fertilisation or assisted reproductive technology? We've had aspirin, we've had heparin. You've got hyperstimulation of the ovaries, and my understanding of that is that if you don't have that, you probably have a higher take-home baby rate. You've got frozen embryos, which seem to have a higher rate. You've got sperm injection, which doesn't, my understanding, gives you a higher conception but no greater take-home baby rate. It sounds like there's a lot of stuff done in reproductive technology which wastes money and time and doesn't get you very far.
So there's quite a few other things to debunk, probably, although one wants to stand, you know, with some degree of equipoise about it at the beginning.
Are you suggesting my question didn't have equipoise, Professor Farquhar?
Sort of puts a certain tone to it, perhaps, but I would be very interested to see studies about mitochondrial suicide activation, which is something that's being proposed at the moment. And I'm very interested to see the studies about endometrial receptivity assays, which where you try and synchronize the endometriums with the embryo development. So there's quite a few possibilities, and these are actually quite expensive tests.
And if I can make another non-equipoise statement, you know, there's a cupboard there ready for some spring cleaning.
Oh, yes, very much so. And I would just say to patients who are having IVF to save your dollars for something that's proven to be effective and try and not to spend it on things that probably aren't going to make any difference.
So, Bar, beware and ask the right questions. Cindy Farquhar, thanks very much for joining us.
And thank you very much for having me.
Cindy Farquhar is Professor of Obstetrics and Gynaecology at the University of Auckland. And you're with the Health Report here on RN, ABC News and CBC Radio across Canada. I'm Norman Swan.